Good morning. It's May 8th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. As the 68th Eurovision Song Contest unfolds in Malmö, Sweden, it's not just the music catching everyone's attention, but the heightened security measures in response to expected protests over Israel's participation. This year's contest is under the spotlight for reasons beyond its usual celebration of music and culture, highlighting the complex interplay between entertainment and political tensions. The first semi-final kicked off with Portugal's Iolanda, delivering a stunning performance of Grito, securing her country a spot in the final for the fourth consecutive year. Iolanda's electronic pop ballad, consistent with her winning style at the national contest, has set a high bar for the competition. The semi-final wasn't just a showcase of Portugal's talent, as nine other countries, including Serbia, Slovenia, Ukraine, Lithuania, Finland, Cyprus, Croatia, Ireland, and Luxembourg, also advanced to the final. With the second semi-final on the horizon, 16 countries are gearing up to compete for the remaining 10 spots. The final, scheduled for Saturday, May 11, 2024, promises to be a culmination of this year's talent and controversies. Amidst this, the European Broadcasting Union, or EBU, staunchly maintains the contest's apolitical stance, despite the tension surrounding Israel's participation and the explicit ban on flags from non-participating countries. The event, hosted by Malin Ackerman and Petra Med, has been enriched with performances by past Eurovision winners, adding a layer of nostalgia and celebration. However, the ongoing debates and heightened security measures remind us that this year's Eurovision is navigating through a more complex cultural and political landscape, challenging the EBU's efforts to keep the contest a purely celebratory event. In a dramatic turn of events, the Walt Disney Company has just announced a significant uptick in its financial performance for the second quarter of 2024, alongside a forecast that has both investors and fans buzzing. With a 30% increase in adjusted earnings per share and ambitions set high for a 25% growth by year-end, Disney is on a path that many are watching closely. The spotlight shines brightly on its entertainment streaming segment and an exciting lineup of upcoming film releases, heralded as the key drivers behind this surge in growth. Notably, Disney's Experiences segment, which encompasses its parks and experiences, is not left behind, showing promising revenue and operating income growth. The ambitious Disneyland Forward investment is expected to further propel this growth trajectory. A remarkable turnaround story is unfolding within Disney's streaming services. Disney Plus and Hulu, once weighed down by significant losses, have reported a profit of $47 million, a stark contrast to the $659 million loss just a year prior. However, it's not all smooth sailing. ESPN Plus faces ongoing challenges, losing subscribers and money, contributing to a combined streaming loss of $18 million. Despite these hurdles, Disney remains confident in its streaming business reaching profitability by the fiscal year's end. This confidence comes amidst news of an anticipated slowdown at Disney theme parks, which has led to a nearly 10% drop in stock prices. This development raises concerns over the potential impact on Central Florida's economy, where Disney plays a pivotal role as the largest employer. Amid these challenges, CEO Bob Chapek stands firm in his optimism for Disney's future, buoyed by long-term deals with major sports organizations and a strong lineup of upcoming movies. Disney's journey through these ups and downs paints a complex picture of resilience and strategic pivoting, with the entertainment giant betting big on its next moves to secure its place at the top. The dark and delightful world of Wednesday is set to return, with production on its second season now underway in Ireland. Fans of the Netflix hit series can expect a mix of familiar faces and intriguing new characters as the story unfolds at Nevermore Academy. Jenna Ortega is back as the iconic Wednesday Addams, not just in front of the camera, but also behind the scenes as a producer. This season, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Luis Guzman, and Isaac Ordonez are stepping up as series regulars, promising more involvement from the entire Addams family. However, amidst the excitement, there's a notable absence. Percy Hines-White will not be returning to the series following sexual assault allegations. On a brighter note, the show welcomes an array of new talent, including Steve Buscemi, Billy Piper, Evie Templeton, Owen Painter, and Noah Taylor, with special appearances by industry legends such as Christopher Lloyd, Thandiwe Newton, and Joanna Lumley. The creators, Al Goof and Miles Miller, are committed to delivering an experience that surpasses the first season, teasing a potential release between late 2024 and early 2025. Executive producer Tim Burton continues his collaboration with Jenna Ortega, further extending their creative partnership to the upcoming Beetlejuice sequel. With such a dynamic team both in front of and behind the camera, the second season of Wednesday is shaping up to be an enthralling chapter in the series. As the first season remains available for streaming on Netflix, anticipation for the next installment grows, promising new adventures and perhaps even more twisted fun at Nevermore Academy. In a move that signals a bold new direction for one of the most iconic superhero franchises, DC Studios co-CEO James Gunn has unveiled plans for a brand new Superman film. Set to soar into theaters on July 11, 2025, this film is not just another chapter, but the dawn of the first phase of the revamped DC Universe. Titled simply Superman, the project boasts an impressive cast with David Corenswet donning the cape as Superman himself. Alongside Corenswet, Rachel Brosnahan takes on the role of Lois Lane. Nicholas Holt will portray the infamous Lex Luthor, and Skylar Gisondo steps into the shoes of Jimmy Olsen. This lineup introduces fresh faces to these legendary roles, setting the stage for a new era. Behind the scenes, the script has already been completed, and production is now officially underway. This preparation underscores the commitment to revitalizing the Superman saga with a solid foundation. On May 6, 2024, fans were treated to their first glimpse of Corenswet in the iconic Superman suit, which notably bore the marks of battle. This image alone has sparked a flurry of excitement and speculation, suggesting a grittier, more grounded take on the superhero's story. As this movie kicks off the first phase of the new DC Universe, it's clear that expectations are sky high. The team behind this ambitious project is poised to redefine what Superman means for a modern audience, promising a blend of action, heart, and heroism that has long defined the character. With production in full swing, the countdown to July 11th, 2025 has officially begun, marking the calendar for what could be the start of a groundbreaking era for the DC Universe. In a bold move that's shaking up the superhero genre, Disney CEO Bob Iger has announced a significant reduction in the number of Marvel films and TV shows being released. This strategic pivot aims to prioritize quality over quantity in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, marking a departure from the franchise's previous rapid-fire release schedule. Under Iger's new directive, the Marvel Cinematic Universe will see a dramatic scale back, with only one film, Deadpool and Wolverine, and three television series slated for release this year. This decision comes amid criticisms of diminishing quality within the Marvel content portfolio, a concern Iger attributes to the previous push for increased volume. Marvel Studios co-president Louis Desposito acknowledges the franchise's recent struggles, including box office flops and lackluster critical reception, yet he remains hopeful for a turnaround. Despite these challenges, Disney is projecting a bullish outlook, with a forecasted 25% increase in adjusted earnings per share for the current fiscal year. However, this optimistic financial projection hasn't shielded Disney's stock from a 10% drop following the announcement of the revamped Marvel release strategy. The impact of this new approach on Marvel's existing roadmap, which includes ambitious plans for 4 movies in both 2025 and 2026, is still uncertain, potentially leading to delays for these anticipated projects. At the heart of this strategic shift is Deadpool and Wolverine, the only Marvel movie set to hit theaters this year. Both Marvel Studios boss Kevin Feige and director Shawn Levy are embracing the underdog role, expressing confidence in the film's success despite the franchise's recent setbacks. This move to limit releases represents a significant gamble on quality that could redefine the future of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.